A reading according to the Gospel of Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and the scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." Early in his pontificate, Pope Francis called the church a field hospital, a place where healing of those who have suffered and been wounded by the slings and arrows of the enemy of truth can find help they need. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus saying that he is a physician of souls. Jesus heals both physically and spiritually. Just as the physically sick need care and comfort, so do the spiritually sick. The sinner needs not condemnation and contempt, but love and help to find a way out of their situation. Jesus came for sinners, but he does not want them to remain so. He calls them to repentance and a new life in him. Jesus would be a poor physician if he only visited the healthy. And he didn't just wait for them to come to him. He went out in search of the sick and those who needed him. We all need a doctor at one time or another in our lives. If we have the fortune to be healthy, we should still get a regular checkup to keep things that way. We have probably heard of people who felt great and went to the doctor for a checkup and found out that they had a deadly disease. Just last week, we were asked to pray for a 34-year-old man who was given 1 week to live. Spiritual health is far more important than physical health. Our physical life is temporary, but our spiritual life will endure forever. Life is more than death. And let us not forget those 21 Christian men martyred the other day and their grieving families. We are all and always in need of Jesus, our divine physician. We are all and always sinners, spiritually wounded. And even if at a particular moment we are not aware of a specific sin, nonetheless, we still suffer from the contagion of the disease. While our world is beautiful, it is also constantly breaking down and in need of repair. That is simply the nature of created things. And so we, individually and as a church, are constantly repairing our wounds, adjusting to new circumstances, developing and growing. There is no time for being self-righteous. We always need Jesus. Let us put ourselves in the hands of our divine physician. There are so many ways that he heals us, through his word, through his body and blood, through the mystery of grace, through one another. During this season of Lent, let us use it as a time of therapy for our souls, to go to our divine physician every day, so we will be stronger when he rises at Easter.